Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections to end this evening, top political leaders on a whirlwind tour doing back-to-back rallies to woo voters. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar slams Canada for separatist incidents, saying freedom of speech does not mean freedom to support separatism. Prime Minister of Singapore Lee Hsien Loong praises contribution of talents from IITs and IIMs to his country's progress. Over 200 killed in flash floods in Baghlan province of Afghanistan. A powerful solar storm in over 20 years hit Earth, posing threat to communication networks and power grids as it continues into the weekend. And in World Squash Championships, Ramit Tandon enters second round in Cairo, Egypt. Campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections, along with single-phase assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and first phase of assembly elections in Odisha, will end this evening. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on Monday in 96 Lok Sabha constituencies spread across 9 states and a union territory. Voting will be held in 13 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in the UT of Jammu and Kashmir will be held in this phase. Andhra Pradesh with 25 parliamentary seats and Telangana with 17 seats will go to polls in a single phase in this phase. Simultaneously, legislative assembly elections for all 175 seats of Andhra Pradesh and 28 of 147 seats of Odisha will also be held on Monday. Top leaders of several political parties are on a whirlwind tour of various constituencies doing back-to-back rallies and meetings to woo voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally in Fulbani in Kandamal district of Odisha this morning. He said due to the weak mindset of the Congress, the people of Jammu and Kashmir had struggled for decades. Mr. Modi also said that after the 26/11 attacks, Congress did not set any inquiry on the attacks for fear of upsetting his vote bank. He attacked the Congress for making the countrymen afraid of Pakistan for possessing atom bombs. Mr. Modi said only the BJP can develop Odisha and protect the state's vibrant culture and heritage. He said the record support for the BJP clearly indicates that people of Odisha are tired of BJD's misgovernance and the disrespect towards the state's rich culture.
मैं आपको विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि मैं आपके प्यार का कर्ज आपके आशीर्वाद का कर्ज जो मेरे लिए ताकत बन गया है मैं ये कर्ज ज्यादा से ज्यादा मेहनत करके देश की सेवा करके चुकाऊंगा और साथ-साथ उड़ीसा को देश में एक विकसित राज्य बनाने के लिए दिन रात मेहनत करके चुकाऊंगा.
Later, the Prime Minister held a rally at Balangir in the state. The Prime Minister is on a marathon election tour to Odisha. He will also address a rally at Bargar parliamentary constituency. Later, the Prime Minister will hold an election rally at Chhatra in Jharkhand. BJP National President J.P. Nadda held a roadshow in Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Samastipur, Bihar today. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi addressed a rally in the tribal-dominated Nandurbar district of North Maharashtra. She said BJP is repeatedly attacking culture of tribal community and suppressing its voice. She added that the party is giving the land to big industrialists.
कि हमारा काम है, हमारा धर्म है, आपकी सेवा करना, हमारा दायित्व है कि हम आपके बीच आएं और ये समझें कि आपका जीवन क्या है. लेकिन भाजपा की एक विपरीत विचारधारा है, आपकी संस्कृति को समझती नहीं है, आदर नहीं करती. जहां जहां मौका मिलता है, वो आपकी संस्कृति को बदलने की कोशिश करते हैं.
Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed public meeting at Kadapa Lok Sabha constituency in Andhra Pradesh. BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed a public meeting at Vikarabad in Telangana today. He said this election is divided into two groups. On one side, there is NDA, which is moving forward under the leadership of Narendra Modi. while on the other side is the INDIA block, does appeasement politics. In Jharkhand, BJP, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, Congress and other parties have put their full might into the election campaign. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a rally in Simaria of Chhatra constituency this evening. More from a correspondent.
Apart from Prime Minister, many other senior leaders of BJP are also campaigning for the party candidates today. Chief Minister of Assam, Hemant Biswa Sarma, will address a public meeting today in support of BJP candidate and Union Minister Arjun Munda at Tamar in Khunti parliamentary constituency. The leaders of the Indie Alliance have also put their all might into the campaign. Star campaigner of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, Kalpana Soren, is scheduled to address a public meeting in Palamu in favor of RJD candidate. Senior leaders of Congress, RJD and other parties are also campaigning at various places. Meanwhile, the departure of polling parties to polling stations has started from today for the voting on 4 seats to be held under the 4th phase of Lok Sabha elections. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Hazaribagh.
In a series covering profiles of key constituencies for Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on Khandwa parliamentary seat of Madhya Pradesh. Khandwa Lok Sabha seat has a significant place in the politics of Madhya Pradesh. Many big leaders contested and won elections from this important seat in Nima region. We have more from a correspondent.
Khandwa, known for one of the 12 Jyotirlingas Omkareswar and also as Sankaracharya's Gyan Bhumi. A total of 11 candidates including BSP and independents are in the fray. However, the main contest is between BJP candidate Gyaneshwar Patil and Congress candidate Narendra Patel. The constituency includes 8 assembly constituencies. Out of these, 7 are won by BJP and 1 by Congress. Since 1952, 19 elections and by-elections have been held so far. In this, Congress has won the 9 times and Jan Sangh and BJP candidates have won 8 times. Khandwa parliamentary seat has been represented by stalwarts like former BJP National President Kushabhau Thakre, Nandakumar Singh Chauhan and Congress State President Arun Yadav. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
We now bring a report on the Warangal Lok Sabha seat in Telangana. Warangal is the second biggest city and is known as the cultural capital of the state. Renowned for its exquisite temples and lakes dating back to the Kakatiya era, Warangal is also renowned for Laknapalli village, the birthplace of former Prime Minister P.V. Narasimha Rao. We have more from a correspondent.
Known as Warangallo, Warangal Lok Sabha constituency has over 18 lakh electors with more women. A total 42 candidates are in the election fray. The main fight is on between BJP, BRS and Congress. Once a left-wing extremism affected region, later Warangal became a hotbed of political activity and also an educational hub. The constituency was reserved for SCs since 2009. The Congress won the seat 7 times, Telugu Desam for 5 times and the BRS clinched the seat 4 times. During the last election, Speed Dayakar of the TRS won the seat with significant majority. Following the BRS defeat in the recent assembly elections, sitting MP Dayakar joined the Congress. Another party leader, Aruri Ramesh, joined the BJP and now in the contest. The Congress fielded Dr. Kadiyam Kavya. The BRS chose Dr. M. Sudhir Kumar as its candidate. The development of an industrial corridor, setting up agriculture processing units, railway coach factory in Kajipet and the smart city mission in Warangal. Corruption allegations against the BRS have prominently appeared in the campaigning. Large number of employees of Singareni coal collieries in Bhupalpalli segment can also influence the outcome of the Warangal Lok Sabha constituency. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on a Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that freedom of speech does not mean freedom to support separatism. Pointing towards the separatist incidents in Canada, he said it was witnessed that separatists and extremist forces many of whom openly advocate violence, have been given political space in Canadian politics. Talking to a news agency yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said, there are people in positions of prominence today in Canadian politics who espouse that kind of separatism and extremism. He said that whenever India takes up this issue with Canada, they invoke freedom of speech as an excuse.
The direction of Canadian politics, where separatist, extremist forces, many of whom openly advocate violence, have been given political space in that country. And there are people in positions of prominence today in Canadian politics who actually espouse that kind of separatism and extremism. So a problem from which we have to face up to. We cannot, for the sake of good relations, overlook that.
On the India-China relationship, the External Affairs Minister said that every country wants good relations with its neighbors, but today our relations with China are not normal because peace and tranquility in the border areas have been disturbed. Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong has praised the contribution of foreign talents to the country's progress. He said Singapore is one of the biggest pools of talented graduates from the Indian Institutes of Technology, IIT, and the Indian Institutes of Management, IIM. Prime Minister Lee was speaking to a Singaporean news channel in the wide-ranging interview before stepping down as head of the government.
It so happens that people talk about top institutions in India, Indian Institute of Technology and the Indian Institute of Management. If you can get into one of them, it's like getting into MIT or Stanford or Harvard. And we have the biggest concentration of IIT and IIM graduates in the world outside of India. They are in Singapore. And they have an association or maybe two associations, and from time to time they have functions. I think that's good because it adds something to us. We generate our own talent, but if I can get such a pool, come here, work here, it's a tremendous plus for us.
The IITs and the IIMs are the top institutions in India, and securing a place in them is comparable to getting into the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Stanford University or Harvard University. The Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to ensure that funds to 12 Delhi University colleges fully funded by the state are released within a week to make payment of salaries to the staff. The High Court also warned of issuing contempt notices to senior Delhi government officers if the judicial orders are not complied with. Justice Tushar Rao Gedela was yesterday hearing a plea seeking contempt action against Minister of Department of Higher Education, Atishi, Secretary of the Department R. Alice Vaz and his Director Bhupesh Chaudhary for allegedly deliberately and intentionally not complying with the High Court's directions issued last month. An unusually powerful solar storm in over 20 years hit Earth last night, causing a celestial light displace in the skies from Australia to Britain. However, it also poses a threat to potential disruptions to Earth's communications networks, satellites and power grids as it continues into the weekend. The first since the so-called Halloween storms of October 2003 caused blackouts in Sweden and damaged power infrastructure in South Africa. More coronal mass ejections are expected to impact the planet in the upcoming days. Social media was filled with individuals sharing images of auroras from Northern Europe to Australia, New Zealand and some neighboring islands in the Pacific Ocean. In squash world championship, India's Ramit Tandon started his campaign in a winning note at Cairo in Egypt. World number 36 Tandon, who gained a direct entry into the tournament, registered a comfortable win over world number 57 Faraz Khan of United States. The United Nations today said that In Afghanistan, the death toll due to floods caused by heavy seasonal rains has crossed 200 in a single province. Over 62 people died in the northern province of Baghlan yesterday alone. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections to end this evening, top political leaders on a whirlwind tour doing back-to-back rallies to woo voters. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar slams Canada for separatist incidents, saying freedom of speech does not mean freedom to support separatism. Prime Minister of Singapore Lee Hsien Loong praises contribution of talents from IITs and IIMs to his country's progress. Over 200 people killed in flash floods in Baghlan province of Afghanistan. And in World Squash Championships, Ramit Tandon enters second round in Cairo, Egypt. And with that, we end the Midday News.